Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM, I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Tanya Kulo with the Price City Library. Lots of questions surrounding homeschooling with everything going back to school and things like that. So we're going to kind of answer some of those questions. Also, other resources that the library has that students or any patron can really use. And we'll talk momentarily about the ADA entrance to the basement. So lots going on at the library as usual. Tanya, thank you for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave.
So let's start off with you were saying that you've had quite a few people calling you and asking you about homeschooling options and things like that you guys have if someone decides to homeschool that your
we kids. Do. We do. When we started school, we got a lot of calls. A lot of people were, our patrons were deciding to teach at home. So we don't have a lot of things available, but we do have our copy machine that anyone can come in and use. It's 10 cents a sheet. We have our computer still. They're social distanced, but we still have those and 10 cents a sheet to print. We have Wi-Fi that is in the library, also in parking in front of the library, and also the Peace Gardens. So if you have laptops, your phones, or anything like that, you're more than welcome to use that free Wi-Fi. There's no password. Also, we are offering other items for homeschooling as far as how many books you can take out at one time. And so if they want to give us a call at the library, we can let them know what that is. And also, we have our OverDrive and Libby that they're able to use. That's an app that you download. You do need a current library card, and but those are very helpful. Also, we have a Utah Education Network that we're hooked up with the state library, and if you give us a call or come on in, we can give you the password for that. And there's some really great databases on there for children that need to be researching different items out.
And, you know, one thing, let's stop for just a second, talk about the OverDrive and the Libby app. We were just talking off the air, and my wife travels a lot for work. She loves the Libby app because it's basically checking out a book on your phone.
Exactly.
And if they've got it in their database and it's there and they're all audiobooks, you can download it and you can listen to it in your car or wherever you're at. And, you know, as Tani says, you just need that library card to access that, correct?
Exactly.
And it's a great, both of them are great apps.
They are.
I tend to like, I'm with you, I tend to like Libby a little bit more. Seems a little more user-friendly.
Exactly.
So, you know, check those out if you're looking for, you know, books to check out or things like that. The other question, or the other thing that you were saying is that people were calling you and asking you about, you know, the possibility of the library being a meeting space for homeschooling, and you just can't do that right now, right?
Exactly. We are still limited to 15 patrons in the library at a time, and we are also limiting the time that they are in the library for 30 minutes or less.
Okay, but you still have, you can come in and use the computers, use the printers, and check books out and things like
exactly,
that.
Exactly, exactly. DVDs, I feel like we have a very wide selection of DVDs, also audiobooks that if they don't want to add that app to their phone, they can come and get the audiobooks, check those out. They can keep them for 3 weeks. The items that they check out are kept out for 3 weeks. That's usually the right amount of time to be able to get through the books that they check out.
And, you know, talking about the DVDs, if you're looking for a movie and you haven't seen it and you're like, gosh, I haven't seen that for a while, I'd like to see it, the library probably has it.
Exactly.
We used to go down there just looking, and we'd wander for an hour just looking at DVDs, and then we're like, oh, this is the one.
Yeah.
Been wanting to see this for a while. So, yes. You know, go and check those kinds of things out and check those out. And then let's talk a bit more about the online library. What you're saying is you call down there, and you'll give them the password and everything to log in?
Right. And there's about 6 different databases on there that they can use. It's really good. A lot of when our children are researching in school for different items and you need different sources, these will provide great sources for
and
them.
You were saying even one of them is World Book Encyclopedia is on there, right?
Yes. World Book, Culture Grams, EBSCO, Gel Reference, Learning Express, and Noodle Tools.
And so those are all different resources and references that you can use to look up information and things like that when you're writing reports and that kind
exactly,
of thing.
Exactly.
All right. Let's talk right here at the end. We'll wrap up with talking about the entrance that's going to go down into the basement that will be for ADA use. You say in a few weeks they're going to start working on that, right?
Yes. 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 We're hopefully going to get it started in a few weeks. It is a ramp that will be going down, and we're very excited to provide that for our patrons that need it.
And as you were saying, it's not really going to be a secondary entrance. It's just really going to be for ADA use.
Right, right, right. We're very limited on our staffing right now, and with the basement, most everything's happening upstairs. But when children that need the entrance downstairs, or even adults that are looking for the children's books, we'll be able to let them in the door and help them down there.
So many things going on at the library. Every time Tawny comes in, she goes, well, I just don't think I have that much to talk about. And there you go.
Yes, yes.
We had plenty to talk about today. Yes. All right, Tawny, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.